Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you've reached Paul Booth. I'm your host. I don't know why I said reached. It's not like you're calling me. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pictures. This is the 99th episode. Our next episode will be 100. We'll have reviews, upcoming festivals, some reviews of some theatrical releases, and we'll be honoring past guests, announcing some future guests. It's really, really exciting. I remember sitting here thinking, will episode one work? And here we are, episode 100, a great milestone. Well, this is episode 99, but you get me. So we will be taking a little bit of downtime for those filmmakers who have been patiently waiting with us to prep the best we can do for 100th episode. I'm beyond thrilled. And so tonight we have a film that played Sundance and did very well over there. And we want to thank Jonah for sending it to us. It's the debut of a Jewish Israeli director-writer, Tali Shalom Izir. Pardon me if I pronounce any names wrong. It won the best feature at the Jerusalem Film Festival as well as the Highlight Pitch Award at the Berlinale Tajik Pitch Market. It was a very powerful film, but we'll get into that. This is a Breaking Glass Pictures and Real Red Films production. The reason why we're reviewing it today is because May 27th, it hits the Lemley Music Hall in Los Angeles, and New York City in the Cinema Village. And this is really cool because this is the fourth or fifth guest we've had those play two venues. Of course, Miles Dolick with the historian, Luke Sabbath with Missing Child. And it's just great that these two venues continue to show films of indies that we know are going to be playing the big theaters someday. That's the best part of the show, is meeting those filmmakers as they're taking off, and they're all kind, they're all generous. They say they're going to return to the show, and they do. So with that, we're going to take a look here at this film and Princess. And it was an interesting, because it kind of went back and forth. Not that it was hard to follow, but it was a subject matter that went back and forth, in the sense where some things were kind of tense, or some kind of things you just subconsciously turned your brain off to. And when a filmmaker can do that, but also tell an important story, well, then you have a win-win. The film that comes to my mind is Magnolia. It came out in 2000. Great friend of mine said, powerful, I can never watch it again, but you have to see it. So I do not say, oh, rush out on date night and watch some film that's going to depress you. But we can't ignore censor great art. Quick synopsis here. While her mother is away from home, 12-year-old Adebar, again, please forgive me for any pronunciation of names, has a role-playing game with her stepfather, move into dangerous territory. While seeking an escape, Adar finds Alan, an ethereal boy who joins her on a dark journey between reality and fiction. We are honored to partner with Real Red Films. This is part of the director's statement. To release Tali Shalom Izir's artful and socially relevant debut feature. As Richard Wolf, of CEO of Breaking Glass, says that. That's his quote. And starting May 24th, you'll be able to buy, rent, or follow on platforms like iTunes, Amazon, Vudu, Google Play, Xbox, and DirecTV. It's always a up for debate whether or not we should be able to watch a film the day it comes out or have to go to the theater. I think now it's broken into films that you just cannot not see on a big screen versus other films that are just for the TV. this film, although an indie film, although a tough around the edges, it would be nicer on the big screen and not just for the cliche, but it had some powerful moments. And it was one of those films where, as you're watching it and reviewing it, you almost don't want to watch it and review it because you feel like anything you would say in this powerful story would ruin it. So please note, I'm not taking the easy way out. It's actually a compliment when your film makes a reviewer, sorry, I can't stand the word critic, not want to dive into it because we want something for the audience. Again, a small cast. The film comes from Israel. Its language is Hebrew, so it is subtitled. It's also known as New Family. It comes out May 27th. Like I said, May 27th, LA, New York. May 24th, video on demand. It's got a 92-minute running time. And let me get some other quick information here for you. As the director says, there is so much pain and suffering and repression surrounding sexual abuse that the subject is hardly discovered. And yet it is there. It is like something that exists as part of our human experience. I ask myself, how can it happen that people can be so blind to each other? How can it be that the person who is supposed to love you the most, protect you the most, can also betray and abuse you? My experiences have led me to believe the magic of cinema can work as a remedy to the spectator. We tell stories in order to understand ourselves and our circumstances and to understand the truth. Knowing the truth helps us cope with our lives. These truths help us to feel connected and remind us that we are not alone. Our imagination can sometimes save us from harsh reality. Our imagination can sometimes change our reality. From the publication Film School Rejects, it says, Princess does a great job of revealing the most terrible thing through the most beautiful lens. It did have some beautiful cinematography, some amazing shots, and not to draw attention to itself, but so many films don't serve the story. It's an incredible challenge. Again, I've said many times on this show, I don't like talking about myself, but it is just so tough to choose where to point the camera. I'm fortunate to have a cameraman that I work with that he's just photographer to the max, and you'd think he's been shooting 20 years. So not that I'm a lazy filmmaker, but I can kind of say I want A, and he gives me A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So I'm fortunate. But, you know, with that, you want to get out there, support this film, Princess. It's from Israel. It is subtitled since it's in the language of Hebrew. I didn't mean to sound that off like I'm educated. Uneducated. Please, again, check this out. Come into the Lemley Music Hall May 27th. That's 1 week from now, and New York in the Cinema Village. And I know that West Hollywood and New York City always has something going on, but take the time this next coming week to sit through a film that's educational and has a great theme. It's a little rough around the edges, so I wouldn't suggest date night. Maybe meet up for coffee or gelato afterwards. But it is a great film that's important for men or women. And then, of course, we have the May 24th, which is a few days from now, VOD, video on demand, and DVD release. I want to say thank you to the filmmakers for sharing this. Again, to me, it's a very high compliment when the reviewer is literally just left stunned. Great cinematography, great story, great acting, and I don't need to get into stringing a bunch of adjectives together. I just want to say that this is one you guys need to check out, and it is great that you guys are doing something socially conscious and aware, because Lord knows right now the world needs it. And like you said, we are all one. There's no black, green, white, purple. It's just an out of control world right now when it comes to peace, and I hope we can find our way back to some sort of peace. So before I get on my soapbox, I'm going to sign off. No matter when you're listening to this, morning, noon, night, middle of the night because you have insomnia, just make sure and watch a good movie before you go to bed, or tonight when you wake up, pop in a good flick. Thank you, Jonah, and thank you for this filmmaker for sharing your vision with the world. It is just very important that we keep telling these stories. Literally, I'm going to say almost no matter who they bug or who's uncomfortable with them. So kudos to you. Have a great night, everyone. And remember, the next episode is our 100th episode. We'll have past guests, new guests. We'll have reviews, we'll cover some film festivals, and because I don't know what's going to happen, I can say, who knows what's going to happen? It's on. I'm trying to model it after a good rock show. So thank you for your time, your support, and we will see you here. You will hear me on the next episode, again, the 100th podcast. Many thanks to all the supporters, and take care, and I will talk to you soon. Aloha.